Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, you're listening to The Balance Podcast with me, Fiona Bugler, a wellbeing and health journalist with a passion for living better. Each episode, I speak to inspiring people from all walks of life who share their stories and journeys about living well, and I find out more about what motivates and inspires them. In doing so, we hope to share some nuggets, takeaways and thoughts and ideas that will resonate with you. When you listen to these stories, we want you to go away with an action point or a thinking point to help you live your life a little better. Mark Livings is the CEO, co-founder of Liars, an exciting and fast-growing startup who produced the most awarded non-alcoholic spirits range. Yes, that's right, non-alcoholic spirits. Mark is a multi-award-winning serial entrepreneur who, at just 41, is already behind the launch of five multi-million pound businesses. And with Liars, it seems he's onto something, as more and more of us are taking a break from alcohol in an attempt to live a healthier life.
Okay, Mark, great to talk to you. And you're in Amsterdam today, and it's nice that we can do this across the Zoom waves. I'm just amazed about your success with Liars. What a story. Can you tell me about the journey so far?
Yeah, love to. And look, great to be with you, Fiona. Thank you for having me on the podcast. And yeah, look, I am in Amsterdam. It's been a bit of a story, but I'll actually be in the UK later tonight. So heading over, we're up for a couple of awards, Startup of the Year, and I'm up for Entrepreneur of the Year with The Grocer, which will be lovely tomorrow night. First time I've worn a tuxedo in a number of years, I think. So should be a wonderful evening.
Amazing. More awards.
Yeah, more awards.
Have room on your shelves.
That's it. Might need some new shelves. Not to sound, you know, entirely hyperbolic at all, but yeah, we've had an excellent run and we're delighted with the recognition that our company's getting. But yes, as you mentioned in your introduction, we are the world's largest and most awarded range of non-alcoholic spirits. We are a British company. We decided to found our business in the UK. It's actually easier to raise capital in the UK than Australia. You can probably hear it in my accent that I'm Australian. But yes, during the pandemic, the borders came crashing close. And the only way for us to keep the business continuing to develop was to land someone onto the continent here. So I put my hand up and moved across to Amsterdam. And I've been here since July of last year. So yeah, a little bit over a year now.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me, you've had a very successful journey so far. You know, your company's valued at 100 million, as we said in the introduction. But you know, you're a highly level person. You're operating at, I'd imagine, you're delivering, you're dynamic. You have to have a lot of energy. So as balance is all about well-being, I'd be interested to know about your own well-being and lifestyle, and how you support yourself and, you know, to achieve what you have done as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, look, Fiona, I've got a number of things that I do. And I'm sad to say, you know, I've flown a little too close to the sun on more than one occasion. And it's a bit of a nature of, you know, the societies that we're brought up in and the expectations that are on some of our shoulders, be it parents or school teachers or community or society. And we often push ourselves a little too hard. And as you mentioned, I'm 41 years old and I think I'm starting to get just the right amount of grey hair to see how foolish that is and how it actually ruins your productivity across the longer term rather than helping you, you know, drive a business forward. And yes, you can get these small bursts of activity if you really push yourself, but And the whole your raison d'être for this podcast, of course, is balance. And one of the things that I've certainly learned is that a life of success in business must come with balance.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, both the success and the life component are going to be relatively short-lived. So more recently, you know, last 5 years, I've begun to understand the importance of human movement. I've always exercised and so on, but for periods there, and when we were beginning Liars, I was traveling around 230 days of the year, flying internationally. Wow. Away from home.
That's tough.
I did that for it was pretty crazy. But I did that for a pretty consistent 2 to 2.5 years, just getting the business set up. And look, we've got the accolades and the business success to show that maybe that was worth it. We're available now in 52 different countries. And for a business a little over 2 years old, that's an incredible statistic. But it came at an enormous personal cost. And, you know, found myself flirting with burnout on more than one occasion. And finding that balance again was critical. And, yeah, you know, whilst we're delivering a product that helps people have a balanced life, it's somewhat ironic and a little bit tragic that, you know, one of the founders has not managed to get that right the whole way through. But I'm very happy to talk about it and potentially point out some of the potholes whilst traveling at speed that other people looking to achieve similar things to what I've achieved in my career or what Liars has achieved in the consumer products category might fall into. So, yeah, the importance of exercise. The importance of taking a break, particularly when your body needs it. And if you asked 20-year-old Mark 20 years ago, what's a mental health day? You know, what's a walk in the middle of the day that you just need to take to get away from the office and clear the fog in your mind? I probably would have described that as weak or as not professional or as not a team player. And look, my own journey to balance has been one of learning. And I think there's so much more awareness out there that I'm very envious of the next wave and next generation of professionals coming through that have this incredible canon of work and have this great understanding of guardrails around, you know, yes, human achievement and all these things you want to do in your life are worth striving for, but you cannot burn the candle consistently at both ends. There will be a price to pay at some point.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, those are my learnings along the
way.
Well,
really interesting and, you know, valuable learnings. And, of course, you know, your company sells non-alcoholic options and spirits. And, I mean, of course, many people in their burnouts and working the way you were working, the first thing you turn to is alcohol. I mean, yeah. Is that something you notice? I mean, do you drink yourself? Do you drink alcohol?
Yeah, I do. And I'm always very public about that. A lot of people ask me about it. But I'm really similar to the vast majority of people that find their way into our category.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we first started this out, we thought, look, here's a great opportunity. We're consumer products experts. We see this reduction in alcohol. We had a great deal of empathy around, you know, we're all reducing consumption in our lives because it's impacting us personally and professionally. And wouldn't it be nice if? And then there's that moment where some people take action on the if. Well, if something's going to happen, I'm going to do something about it. And, you know, we had the skills and the resources and the know-how to make it all happen. But when we first started, we thought it would be, you know, high-performing people, pregnant women, the religiously and ethnically abstinent.
Yeah.
And maybe people in recovery. We thought that there may be a role to play for these beverages in addiction. And we were so wrong on all of those fronts.
Yeah, it's a big movement.
It's such an incredible thing. And look, we like to say at Liars, our drinkers are drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exploded the market for these options. And it's everyday people, anyone who's becoming mindful and anyone who's starting to become health conscious.
Yeah.
One of the things after they've given up tobacco and started moving their body and getting enough sleep, they often start to look at their diet. And there's an increasing body of evidence that, you know, alcohol consistently and in high levels or occasionally at binge levels is incredibly damaging to your physiology. So I think with that increasing awareness and the way that humanity is starting to live in a more mindful fashion, we've seen our market expand considerably away from that core heartland consumer that we suspected was there at the beginning.
Yeah.
And we now have a category that's being very rapidly adopted by the mainstream. And it's a really exciting time to be at the helm of the business.
I bet it is. Because, I mean, you know, I personally have an interest because I've, you know, I'm a runner and I take time out from booze, some, you know, and I've read books about alcohol and stuff. And I'm really interested in, you know, the grey area drinker, which are people who aren't, you know, they're not kind of pouring vodka on the cornflakes, but they do have got into bad habits. And it's very, very common, particularly in the UK, I think more than anywhere else, to, you know, self-medicate with alcohol when things are stressful. So a lot of people take healthy breaks and there's, you know, 90-day challenges and what have you. I mean, is that part of what you, you know, you do, I've seen on your website, you've got the break, booze break thing going on at the moment. Mm-hmm. Do you see that as a good idea for somebody who thinks, I'm not going to stop completely? But
yeah, for sure. Exactly. And look, that's one of the big misconceptions about, you know, the reduction in alcohol in the entire population. We think it's a gradual, slow decline of people, you know, instead of drinking three glasses a night, they move to two.
Yeah.
The reality is that we're seeing is people will cadence in and out of the category. So when they are drinking, and, you know, I'm, as mentioned before, I'm one of those people, I do still enjoy alcohol from time to time.
Yeah.
But I'm currently doing Sober October with my team. We've all resolved to do it together. And what's really interesting is this is the normal way that people approach this category. Not everyone, but a big chunk of people. So often they find their way into this category when they're doing a dry month. And that will be because they're running a marathon or because they're joining their workmates in Sober October, or they're joining now the one in four people it was this year that did dry January in the United Kingdom and Ireland. And what we know is that towards the end of those 4 weeks, people stick around and go, I'm feeling so good. I'm sleeping through the night. I'm clear-headed. I have more energy. I'm going to keep this thing going. And we've heard it time and time again that people feel so good at the end of their first sober month that they will often continue it for another 2 weeks or 4 weeks, or sometimes people take it permanently. Or people will go back to drinking and go, actually, I'm starting to feel a little bit poorly. I'm going to jump back in and do another sober month. So before you know it, if someone's jumped out of the alcohol category three times a year for a month each time, they've reduced their alcohol consumption by 25%.
Yeah.
Now, globally, last year, we saw a decline of 6% in total alcohol in terms of litres of ethanol served to the world.
Wow.
So this trend, it's amazing.
That's a really big fact, isn't it? That's interesting.
It's a huge statistic. And what it says to me is that, you know, this trend towards mindfulness, this trend towards balance transcends international borders and cultures, and it transcends age groups. It transcends income brackets as well. Yeah. So it's really a true, what we call a macro trend that's really catching fire in all parts of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think what you're saying about mindfulness is spot on. It's about, you know, all these habits that we have that may not be so good for us, being conscious of them. And of course, your beautifully presented bottles and everything do provide a really nice way of kind of, you know, if you have to share the habit with other people, or you just like the idea of having a nice drink, I guess, you've managed to master that. It's I mean, it'd be nice to see workplaces, for example, you know, and the non-drinkers not getting their horrible warm orange juice in a plastic cup.
Yes. Yeah, and look, we've all been that person, I think, that someone standing there very awkwardly with a Diet Coke while everyone else has a pint, or, you know, the orange juice, the infamous orange juice while everyone else has a glass of champagne or something similar. Yeah. But the big insight for us when we started this is one of the things that we're selling, it's not just a delicious range of beverages that work like and taste like the alcohol originals.
Yeah.
We're also selling a little bit of what we call social camouflage, a little, you know, relief from anxiety. It's like I can have a product, I can have something in my hand that for all intents and purposes looks and smells and tastes like an original. And I'm the only one that needs to know, if that's what I want, I'm the only one that needs to know that I'm not joining in the consumption of alcohol.
Yeah.
So it's a really powerful thing that we're helping people, you know, feel part of their workplaces, feel part of their social groups or otherwise. And I think this follows a really familiar pattern. And if you cast your mind back to when, you know, the world was flirting with vegetarianism and veganism. I was a vegetarian for about 12 years in my 20s and early 30s. And, you know, it used to be the, you know, you'd sit down at the restaurant and go, oh, my God, here we go again. I'm a vegetarian. The waiter would roll their eyes, much like the bartender these days rolls their eyes. Yeah. And they go off and they bring back the separate menu, and inevitably it's got the same three things on it. You know, it's a Pomodoro spaghetti, it's a veggie stack, or it's an omelette or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same's been...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
True of non-alcoholic beverages for people who elect not to drink. It's been these sugary sweet mocktails, a Diet Coke or a club soda since the beginning of time. And we're now seeing non-alcoholic move into a separate area of a menu, and which happened with vegetarianism. There would be the menu and then there'd be vegetarian options in a separate section. But you fast forward to 2021 and there's vegetarian and vegan options just in the menu, sitting alongside the porterhouse steak and the whole roast chicken. There's the, you know, the eggplant tagine there looking very happily, you know, available to be ordered, not just by the people who are electing to opt out of animal proteins, but general public as well. And I certainly think that that's the direction that the beverage category is going to head in with regards to sophisticated beverages and beverages of celebration over time. The non-alcoholic options will just be there, and they'll be enjoyed by everyone.
I guess one of the questions that springs to mind is if I was to have a gin and tonic, well, not I, but if people have gin and tonics, they might end up having six in a night, for example. But it's not because it tastes nice. And it's not, you know, it doesn't. It's pure and simple because it makes them feel, you know, you get the effects of alcohol. With your drinks, I guess you don't want quite as many, do you? Is that a problem you have to think about as a business?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. And look, you'd be surprised, you know, a lot of people adore the taste of alcohol. Not so much the ethanol component, but the complex flavors and the ability to mix and match them. And it's really only in alcohol recently, up until modern history, that we've been able to find these delicious, bitter flavors that we seem to crave. And, you know, tonic, quinine and cinchona and the like, they're all wonderful bittering compounds that have typically lived in ethanol. And we can now, of course, present them in non-alcoholic options as well. But so one of the things is people do enjoy that taste, particularly if they have drunk before.
Yeah.
There's some kind of hard wiring in someone's system that says this flavor, this vessel, this environment, and these people demarcate the end of my workday. Yeah. Or this is a moment of celebration and there happens to be a beverage at the center of it. And for us, the power of our brand and the power of the products that we offer is people can slide in a frictionless way in between a serve that they like and a flavor profile that they like and have it with or without alcohol. So the flavor piece is really, really important. And we know from our research that's what people look for.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the second thing is, you know, the moment of sophistication. You don't celebrate an amazing win with your colleagues over orange juice. It's, you know, that moment belongs to champagne, or if, you know, if you're in the blokey banking industry or construction industry, it might be a round of old fashions as well. So we don't need to lose those moments which have become cornerstones of human connection. We can still keep them. And if the bars and hospitality sector adapt, they can still be the ones to serve those things to us in their beautiful architecturally designed environments.
Yeah.
They still have relevance. So, you know, I think that beverage that sits at the middle of that moment of celebration or moment of human connection is starting to evolve. And yeah. Non-alcoholic beer, wine and spirits are playing a very large part of it.
I know. I think I need to invest in this somehow, get someone to tell me how to do that. It just seems to be the obvious thing. I mean, I sort of wonder, will there ever be a time where there'd be like a liar's bar in the centre of like Piccadilly or something where you just go in and it's just non-alcohol, or does it need to sit alongside alcohol as just for the experience?
Yeah, look, it's I'm asked that question a lot as well. And look, for me, I don't want to compete with the hospitality sector. We want to be of service to the hospitality sector. And look, there's a reason our products, and I'm sure this will be an audio recording, but Fiona, you can see them behind me video here.
Yeah, you have to tell me about them all in a sec.
So look, they're all designed to look like the alcoholic originals. I'm just going to grab our American malt, which is our homage to bourbon.
Wow.
And look, they're designed to look like they belong on the back of a bar. We didn't want people going into a bar asking for a non-alcoholic martini or a non-alcoholic old-fashioned. Yeah. And then they go and get a weird-looking bottle. And everyone in the bar can see, hey, this person, they're not drinking. Yeah. We wanted people to be able to say, hey, I'm not drinking proudly and openly or not. Yeah. Wanted it to be their choice and empower that choice. So yeah, here's our little
I love the little animals you have on there.
Thank you.
What's that little thing?
This is on the front of this one, it's a North American black bear. So we've got the range of 14. So the animals on the front of the packs come from the providence of the original spirit. So our gin, of course, has a London pigeon, the iconic London animal.
Yeah, brilliant.
And we've got the North American black bear for the bourbon, and we've got like an Italian fox for our amaretto, for example. But the reason it's called Liars, it's named after the Australian lyrebird, which you can see on the top of our bottles here.
Okay.
And it's nature's greatest mimic. It's really unique. It's part of the peacock family. It's beautiful, but it can reproduce the bird song of any other bird that it hears.
Oh, what a brilliant idea. So, love that.
So for something that's a business that's based on paying homage to alcoholic originals in non-alcoholic format, I and myself, my co-founder Carl, we're Australian, so we thought, what better animal? And of course, you shorten lyrebird, you get liars. And we love the fact that someone can have a cheeky little secret with their bartender and say, I'd like a Manhattan, but make it a liars. And only they and the bartender need to know about it.
How many people want that? Because, you know, if you're under pressure to go for work drinks, for example, you kind of think, I've got to get up early and do a meeting. I've got this, I've got that, I've got the kids. But you want to fit in. I mean, if you can sneakily have a liars and say, cheers. I think that's great.
For sure. And look, if you're pregnant and you don't want to tell your colleagues yet, or you could be a practicing Muslim and you're out with a whole bunch of, you know, Anglo-Christians in, you know, the UK, you want to still be part of that post-work moment of connection, or that post, you know, you might get a big deal and, you know, you might want to be part of that celebration. That's what we're there for, and that's who we're there to serve.
I mean, it is interesting that, I mean, I think it's great. What a brilliant product and a great idea. But isn't it interesting that it's the one thing that if you decide you just want to have a break from alcohol, if you stop drinking, that people will kind of interrogate you and say, why? Whereas if you give up smoking or something, people say, you know, well done you.
Exactly. Look, honestly, Fiona, I think it's a matter of time. It's and much like vegetarianism, much like smoking, people who are electing to be more mindful with regards to, you know, what they imbibe, I think, you know, we're going to get to a point where someone's just going to go, okay, no problem. Yeah. And respect the choice rather than, you know, move into the interrogation mode, which I've seen, and I have to be honest, I was probably part of in the early part of my life.
Oh, I think everyone has who's been in a bar. Yeah. It's a thing. It's, when you have breaks yourself, you notice it. I've noticed it more, I think. And you as a company, this is a separate question altogether, really, from what you produce, but you are a kind of forward-thinking modern way of work. You know, everything you've done, you've come through the pandemic. You're completely virtual. So how do you, you know, well-being is obviously important to you as an individual, but how do you kind of keep your well-being of your team and everyone who works for you in check when you're working that way?
Yeah. Look, Fiona, it's such a great question, and I don't think anyone's really got answers yet. You know, this is such a new way of working. You know, having worked through the pandemic, we really put a lot of pressure on people who, you know, may be extroverts and need that office environment and that interpersonal connection in order to do what they do. For us, you know, we employ a lot of people that are sales or education focused. So we have a lot of brand ambassadors, we call them, that are there to consult to the trade, help them with menu design, show them how to use the product and articulate the importance of the category to venue profitability and satisfaction of people that come through the door. But, you know, when the pandemic first hit, they didn't have anyone to go and visit. So we had to get our thinking caps on, and we thought, how do we save, you know, it's these 30-odd jobs at the time, and you know, there's over 60 of those people in our business now. But, yeah, how do we save these 30 jobs? And, you know, we said, we got to thinking and we thought, look, the way that people are going to continue to use our brand is via e-commerce to buy the product, and they'll use it in their homes. So let's turn every one of these people into a virtual trainer for people in their living room. And rather than going and training the head of beverage for the Ritz-Carlton, they're training Sharon and Terry in their lounge room via Zoom and taking them through Cocktail 101 and showing them how to get the best out of their products. So that was a really nice thing we did during the pandemic to keep people that were very extroverted continuing to connect with humans, and it helped us save jobs.
And also what a great thing to do, because, I mean, the lockdown was a terrible time for people up in there boozing, wasn't it?
Absolutely. But look, there's been a number of strategies and techniques. I think kindness is super important, and I'm delighted to see that in our business a lot of the time. We communicate a lot. We are a startup and we're not very siloed. Everyone's connected to everyone else, which is really important. And, you know, I think the morale is really high. And if somebody needs something, you know, they can typically ask and get it. But, you know, there's things I've seen other businesses do that I'm really inspired by that I'd like to start implementing, which is, you know, one Zoom-free day a week. I think is super important. And there's something about communicating using this medium that seems to be a lot more fatiguing than a simple in-person interaction as well. So I don't know if it's because we feel like we're on show for a lot longer.
There is research to support that, actually.
I would believe it. And it might be the fact that we roll out of bed, coffee in hand, eyes still blurry, we jump straight into the workplace, then rather than having the on-ramp and the off-ramp of a commute or something similar to that into the day. So, yeah, this all needs a lot of thought. It needs a lot of study. And most importantly, this needs a lot of kindness and humanity as we adjust to this way of working. But I think for the most part, we've done a really good job. But that doesn't mean we can be complacent. We've got to keep revisiting this and making sure that, you know, people are optimal. And I think it's a highly, highly immoral workplace that asks any of their employees to sacrifice their mental health and physical well-being in order to achieve the objective as a company. They must always be in balance together.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I guess the startups particularly, that can happen because startups are under pressure all the time, and the change in direction and having to respond and be reactive. So well done you for having it in mind. And as you said, the whole purpose of what you're trying to do with the drinking kind of thing is being more mindful. And I guess it's the same for your business. So it's exciting times for you guys. I hope you win your more awards tonight.
Thank you.
After the award winning, have you got, what's next, do you think? What's coming up? Any more? You've got 14 brands, 14 different types of spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have, we're launching 5 RTD products into the UK this week. So a range of, you know, pre-made non-alcoholic cocktails in a can.
Oh, wow.
Perfect for being on the go.
On the train.
On the train. Or more so at picnics, or just pulling them out of the fridge at the end of a long day. Look, we're in 52 countries now. We'll be, you know, over 60 by the end of the year, and should be in about 100 by the end of next year. And I think we're listed in 52 major retailers, but there's a big universe out there that needs, you know, our product on shelf. And one of our objectives as a business is to have a bottle of Liars behind every bar in the world. So that's our mission and North Star. And look, I'll leave you with this. We're selling a bottle of Liars at the moment every 30 seconds. Wow. Consistently, 24/7 around the world. So we're well on our way, but this is still such what we call a nascent category. And a recent sort of piece of market research we did shows us that it's still only really one in five people know that non-alcoholic spirits even exist. So we have a huge job around raising awareness that these alternatives are out there for people, and they represent a mindful choice for them if, to help them achieve whatever their personal goal is or help them achieve that balance as they continue to try and reconcile, you know, successes in career, you know, humanity through the family and, you know, bit kindness to themselves in a personal capacity as well. So hopefully we have a part to play for some people in the pursuit of that.
I'm sure you will. And all I can left to say from me is cheers.
We like to say libations. So thank you, Fiona.
Thank
it's
you
been
very
a real
much.
Delight to chat to you.
And, it's brilliant to talk to you, too. I'm really looking forward to having my first liars in a nice bar in London somewhere.
Well, enjoy, Fiona.
Thank you.
It's been a real delight.
Brilliant.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.